Okay, we're picking up our daily halacha today on the halachas of the 3 weeks. So we discussed yesterday the minhag of Ashkenazim, not to get married already during the whole period from Shivasa B'Tamas until Tisha B'Av. What about the Sfardim? So the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, Seif Beis, he writes that in the halachas of the 9 days of Mishnechnas Av, the Enosin Nashim, that is only from the 9 days and onward are they not, do they have the din of not getting married. And now the minhag in Yerushalayim apparently was this way as well. Assumingly based on that was based on the Shulchan Aruch and in Yechavidas, Rabbi Yehuda writes that the minhag of the Sfardim Eitot Mizrach is in Eretz Yisrael, at least for sure, is that they're matir to get married from after Shivasa B'Tamas until Rosh Chodesh. But on Rosh Chodesh, they are machmir Rosh Chodesh itself also being part of this takana, part of this gzera, and they do not get married from Rosh Chodesh onward. And or Letzion also passing that way that it's mutter to get married until Rosh Chodesh Av. And also there's another point which we'll get into also, the Sfardim of the Minhag, that the Chassan will make a bracha on a talis. He makes a Shechianu in order to have that in mind, to be mishtatef with the Simcha also. The Or LeZion allows you to have that as well, and that would be mutter. And even though normally some of the minhag that even the Sfardim not to hear music, which we'll get into also, for Simchas Chasam Nakala, those poskim rule that it would be totally mutter. So that is the psak of the Sfardim. However, it's interesting, the minhag Teiman, I see quoted over here by the Sefer Shisila Zesim, he quotes that apparently that they followed the Ramah. I'm interesting why that should be, but apparently Teimanim have the minhag like the Ashkenazim already from the 3 weeks. They do not have any weddings. There is a shita in the Rishonim brought down. The Ran brings it down. B'shem Rav Hai Gon, that maybe if a person never got married before, that this whole din, even during the 9 days, would be batal because we have a din of mitzvah deraisa of pru revu, and to get married, bepashas is the shaila, the Rosh and the Rambam, but to get married is also bepashas the mitzvah deraisa. You've never been married before, so maybe there'd be room to relax this din. However, lahalacha, the achronim point out that even if you have ein lo isha and you didn't mekayim pru revu, even though meikra din, maybe we could rely on this thing. The minhag is that we do not, the Beis Yosef quotes, because lo mistamnel milsa. It is not a good time, right? It's a rav mazal. We have bad mazal during this time. That's why we're going to see other halachas about the 9 days. There's not the court cases. A person is a court case with a non-Jew. Try to push it off, not doing it during this time. It's not a good time for us. So this also would be included in that. It's not a good time to start a marriage and start a process of being married. So therefore, it's recommended by the Beis Yosef to avoid the issue. What about Ashkenazim? Is there any heter after the 3 weeks until Tisha B'Av, until Rosh Chodesh Av during this period? If a person had never been married before, so the Mishnah Brura quotes the halacha that just like for Svardim, they're machmir during the 9 days, we're machmir even for someone who hadn't been married. And that is how the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. So we don't allow marriages for anyone, even someone who had never been married before. The Shvaz Yaakov had an interesting shaila. He was asked about an almon who wanted to marry a woman during Bein HaMetzarim, and he did not mekayim pru revu yet. He did not mekayim pru revu, and he was wondering, can he marry her during the 9 days? So he said that based on the Beis Yosef, he ended up coming out a lot of Sfardim Laheter. He said there's a lot of Sfardim Laheter. However, the Beis Yosef's Lashon of Lo Misamna Mil Milsa, it's not a good thing. So it's not Kedai for him to do that. And actually, that is a suffix in the Pre-Megadim, actually, about Machzer Grushasa. What about a person who wants to remarry his own wife that he had divorced? So they got divorced and now they want to get remarried. Would there be a problem getting remarried during this time? And he writes, the Mishnah Berurah's Lashon is Efshar Nishari. Maybe that should be permitted. And there are those, the Sefer Abatim writes explicitly that it would be mutter for, well, because there's no simcha when you're just remarrying the woman that you previously divorced. So that should be mutter. However, Lachora, the Kav HaChaim is a convincing argument. He quotes in the Sefer Moed Kol Chai that just like we saw that getting married in any place is not simon, it's not a good sim, it's not a good real mazel, it's not a good time to get married. So even for this, where there's not such a simcha, not a problem of simcha, but it's not a good time for you to be getting remarried. So he thought even for that you should be pushing it off, even for Machzer Grushasa. What about an Ashkenazi who wants to go to a Sephardi's wedding? Is that okay or not? So basically all the Ashkenazi poskim are make on the Shaila, to what extent seems to be a little bit of machlokas. The Rosh Sternbach writes, a chazal now goes there to be mishtatef in a simcha shel mitzvah. So therefore, a person, like, there's no gzera that a person can't go to a bris, assuming you're someone who normally would be going to that bris, or a siyum masechtes, a siyum masechta during the 9 days. So too here, there's a simcha that's going on, how that should be mutter to go to. However, for the dancing, he wanted to be a little bit machmer. He said that it would depend. If the chassan wouldn't even notice you because you're a guy who's just like a family, like a, not such a, you know, a cousin, you're not so close with him, so then, if you, it wouldn't notice that you're not dancing, and there is enough, there's a simcha without him, and he wouldn't notice, it wouldn't detract from a simcha whatsoever. He thinks it would be best to stand on the side for the dancing. However, if you would increase his simcha, then even Rosh Shem Rech was going to be makel. However, Rav Yashiv seems to be more makel than this. He says that it would be mutter for an Ashkenazi to celebrate in the Sephardi's wedding, and to eat, and to hear the music, because, why? Because the chassan is doing alpi his minag, and alpi din, it's totally mutter for him, and there is the mitzvah of simchas chassan v'kala, so it seems to indicate that there's a blanket heter for the dancing. And there are those who want to learn out for Rav Moshe, because Rav Moshe, the Gabi Sfirasa Omer, he was matir, someone who holds the first sphere, let's say, and there's someone making a wedding during the first sphere, so Rav Moshe was makil, that you can go to it and go dance and be part of that. So maybe Rav Moshe l'chora should extend over here, that if you have someone who has a total heter to do the wedding, l'chora, there'd be no problem at dancing. Okay, Adkan for today. Amir Tashem will pick up with music, Amir Tashem, the Isra of music, during the 3 weeks tomorrow.